that singing this morning.
Brother BJ, that was a blessing, brother. I've often heard the old saying that life is like a roller coaster. I never really thought about it. I took the grandkids. You can turn to Psalms 15 this morning. We took the grandbabies, or at least the two boys, to Six Flags the other day. And Hayden wanted to ride the scream machine. And the line was way, way too long for Papa's patience, so we didn't. But we stood there and we watched it. And I thought about why BJ was talking about that. I could picture that scream machine clicking, you know, tick, 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 up that hill. And the whole time you're anticipating what happens at the top. Amen? That climbing that hill ain't no fun. But buddy, the party's on once you cross that peak up there, amen? So if you'll just keep climbing, the party will be on, amen? Psalms chapter number 15 this morning. I want to preach to you just a simple thought this morning, and they just sang it a minute ago. I'm going to make it. I'm going to make it. I want to say to some of you who are struggling, who are having a hard time, I know a lot of the problems that are going on in people's lives in this building. Everybody's got on their Sunday best, and you've got on your Sunday smile, but I know what's happening. I live in the real world where people deal with real junk. Amen. You listen to some of these guys preaching on TV and it sounds like they live in a fairy tale where ain't nothing ever wrong and God's just raining blessings out of the sky 24/7. Am I right about it? Amen. I mean, that's the way they talk. Like, boy, you just come to church and smile and be happy and put plenty of money in that plate and everything's going to be just hunky-dory. That's as far from the truth as anything I know. I held a grown man yesterday who laid his head on my shoulder and wept like a little child because he was having to watch his mother die. I don't care how saved you are. I don't care how saved you know your mama is. That's not an easy thing to do. He said, I don't know what I'm going to do. And this is where I just got the thought yesterday. I said, brother, you're going to make it. You're going to make it. How many of us have been through it and we've made it? How many of you have been in a situation you thought there ain't no way out of this? But when you thought there wasn't a way, God stepped in and made a way. And He got you through and He's gotten you through time and time and time again. I sat on the platform this morning, looked out across this congregation, and I thought about how many of you I married. There's a great deal of you, a great number of you in this room. I've stood and you've repeated to me your marriage vows and repeated them to one another. And I thought about over the years how many weddings just like that we've done and are already divorced, thrown in the towel. They didn't make it. I'm curious to know who's going to make it. I'm curious to know who's going to be here for the long haul. Who's going to grow old together? Who's going to celebrate a 50th golden wedding anniversary? Those chances are some of you ain't. Chances are some of you not going to make it. Now, you take a church this size, chances are this time next year somebody will be out of church. Somebody will be away from God. Somebody will be living in sin. Somebody's life's going to be upside down and in a mess. But it doesn't have to be that way. Look with me at Psalms chapter 15. Look at verse number 1. Here David asked the Lord a question. Notice the question. Lord, who shall abide in thy tabernacle? Who shall dwell in thy holy hill? Yeah. David looks at God and said, God, who's going to make it? Yeah. Who's going to make it? I have that same question this morning. And used to, I thought everybody was just going to be in church forever and nobody would ever get out. Everybody's just going to live right and everybody's going to do right. I mean, boy, when I was a young preacher, I thought just everything, God would just take care of everything and nobody would have no trouble. But I've been doing this for a little over 20 years now, and I've got it figured out that it doesn't always work that way. Amen. And I'm going to tell you why, and you ain't going to like it. People are stupid. Amen. Somebody help me right there. Amen. You say, who are you talking about? Me and you and the rest of us. Yeah. Yeah. Amen. We do stupid things. How many of you done something stupid lately? Yeah. Yeah. We do stupid things. And then when we do stupid things, we get the consequences of stupid things. Is that right? It's like the law of gravity. What goes up must come down. It's that reaping and sowing. You plant it, it grows, you get a crop out of it. Amen. I've planted some bad seeds. How about y'all? Amen. Some of you planted a bad crop before you got saved, and then after you got saved, the harvest came in. Amen. Help me, Brother Charlie. Am I right? You can't do anything about what's been done. Your sins are forgiven if you're saved. Yeah. Yeah. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't care how old you are, how long you live, you're going to continue to do stupid stuff. Yeah. You ever done something and thought while you were doing it, I ought not be doing it. Come on. I live in a real world, amen. I deal with this flesh every day. I can't believe I just did that. I can't believe I just did that. Amen. I've done it over and over. You think we'd learn, don't you? Yes, amen. Listen, my heart's desire this morning is for you to make it. Amen. He said, who shall abide? David said, God, who's going to make it? Who's going to be here for the long haul? That word abide, I looked it up. It means to continue permanently. To continue permanently. To be firm and immovable. Who's going to make it? Let me say, for doctrinal purposes, without Jesus, nobody. Amen. Without the Lord, nobody. I was thinking about Miss Mary Reese this morning, and to the family and to onlookers and people driving by the funeral home and seeing the cars and seeing the hearse go down the road in an open grave. And to them, it may look like the end, but for Mary, she's on the other side in glory shouting this morning saying, hey, I made it. She's looking at her old husband RJ and say, honey, I made it home. Amen. I don't know about you, but I want to make it. And we're living in a day when I'm afraid that the majority aren't making it. Are you listening? The majority's not making it. You say, well, we got a good crowd this morning. Ain't what it ought to be. I've said it 1,000 times. If we had everybody we've ever had, they ain't a building in Villa Rica that would hold us. Walmart wouldn't be enough. Amen. Preachers ask all the time, how's your church doing? And we all time lie. Doing great. Amen. I ain't never got a preacher be honest with me. Preacher, how's your church? Horrible. And ours isn't horrible, but the sad thing is we've got new people coming in. That's great. But we got old people going out. We got young couples getting married. But we got older couples getting divorced. We've got young people getting saved. But we've got young people going out into sin. Are you listening to me this morning? Well, wouldn't it be something we could find a cure for that mess and stop it? I'm not down on anybody who is divorced. But I sure would like to prevent any more of our children from having a stepmom or a stepdad. I'd sure like to prevent any more little boys only getting to see their daddy every other weekend. Somebody ought to help me this morning. Families are falling apart at the seams. Churches are flying apart at the seams. And there's a reason for it. David said, God, who's gonna make it? Who's going to abide? Who's going to abide? As I look across this crowd this morning, there was a man come in my office this morning, and he mentioned the fella, and I won't say his name. But he was a dear friend to me. I didn't think he'd ever leave here. I thought we'd be together till we were old. We were close. He was good to me. And the fella mentioned him in my office this morning. I said, how's he doing? He said, he ain't doing good. He was telling me about his children. They're not doing good. He's telling me about his wife, and she's not doing good. And it broke my heart. He said, you know, they talk about you like you're scum of the earth. And it broke my heart. I'd give anything if his children were sitting here this morning. He said, one of them's living an alternate lifestyle. Who's next? Do you honestly believe that you're above it? Do you honestly believe that your marriage is divorce proof? Are you living in some fairy tale world to think that your kids are never going to do anything wrong? We ran a Christian school for 15 years. Let me tell you something. They ain't none of them righteous. Contrary to what mama might believe. I had a lady stand in my office and say, oh no, my son didn't lie. Delusions of grandeur. If anybody ever asked me, are you Levi's daddy? It depends. What'd he do? That was my mama's always question. Are you Eddie White's mama? What'd he do? We're crazy if we think we're above it. If you've got a good wife, I'm going to preach in a minute. If you've got a good wife, sir, you ought to hold on to her with all your might. You ought to love her and you ought to cherish her and you ought to keep your hands on her and off of somebody else's. How about that? I'd like to go back to old school like they did back in the old farming days when a man abused his wife, the brethren came to visit him. And it wasn't sweet fellowship. They took a little trip out behind the barn and gave him a taste of his own medicine. Amen. I believe God would just smile on that and say, good job, boys. Amen. You cheat on your wife, you ought to be whooped. You break your little old baby's heart, you ought to be whipped. Amen. How many of y'all help me do it? I like it. We got us a posse right here this morning, Brent. Amen. We ought to realize we don't deserve the spouse we have. We ought to realize we don't deserve that wife. We don't deserve that husband. It's there by the grace of God. You're sitting in church this morning by the grace of God. If you're going to heaven when you die, it's by the grace of God. If your children are doing well, it's by the grace of God. If you don't have to visit them this afternoon in jail, it's by the grace of God. And if we're going to continue and we're going to abide, it will be only by the grace of God. Not because you're good. Brother Charles and Brother Greg visited with a guy yesterday or spoke with a fella yesterday, a young man I believe it was, and he said, you're only going to heaven by your works. You're only going to heaven by the good you do. Well, tell me what that good thing is. What is it that's so good about you that makes you to deserve heaven? The Bible said there's none good, no, not one. There's none righteous. The Bible said all our righteousness is filthy rags. If we're going to make it, it'll be by God's grace. Amen. And it'll be by us putting our trust and our faith in Him. I want to make it. We've got the big 3-0 coming up, our 30th wedding anniversary in December. I want to see 50. I look at people like Brother Atkins and Miss Atkins, and I look up to them, and I think, boy, they're my heroes. Yeah. I want to be the old preacher sitting on the front row with a bald head and a beautiful wife. I have never understood how is it he got so old and she didn't. I want to be the old preacher looking up at the young preacher and saying, amen, son, you're doing a good job. That's a good preacher. Amen. But if I'm going to make it, I'm going to have to decide that I'm going to make it. I can't live it by chance. And you can't either. Some of you need to look at your wives this morning and say, honey, I want us to make it. I want us to celebrate 50 years, 60 years, whatever be the case. I want us to make it. I want our children to make it. I want our family to make it. Amen. I'd like to see every one of these young couples in this building that we've married. I'd love to be there. I love it when they walk down to this aisle, to this platform, and we repeat those vows. I love it about a year or so, maybe two later, however long the case may be, and we go to the hospital and hold that new baby. You know what I'm excited about? I'm excited about them babies coming down that aisle and repeating their vows. Lord willing and by His grace, we're going to get to do that. Amen. Ain't that a blessing? We're getting close with some of them now. Glory to God, man. Who's going to make it? Will you be here this time next year? If you're going to, you're going to have to purpose in your heart. David said, God, who's going to abide? Who's going to make it? Who's going to dwell in thy tabernacle? Who's going to dwell in thy holy hill? God, who's going to stick it out? Who's going to be here for the long haul? You believe it or not, when I first came to church, Brother Charles wasn't gray-headed. He wasn't. Well, I'm sure am glad he stuck it out. Amen. He's been here long enough now, I don't think he's going nowhere. Amen. Amen. And he better not try. Amen. There's some that's been in long enough that I don't worry quite so much about, but there's still a possibility. Because ain't none of us above it. Amen. David said, God, who's going to last? Who's going to make it? Look at the answer in verse number 2. He said, he that walketh uprightly. You'll know who makes it? He who walketh uprightly and worketh righteousness and speaketh the truth in his heart. There's the outline right there. If you got any clue, I got 3 points this morning. If you're going to make it, you're going to have to decide that you're going to walk right. Amen. We're living in a world today that has absolutely no moral value whatsoever. Amen. Are you listening? I watched the other day on the History Channel. I believe it's History Channel or Discovery, something like that. They had a guy on TV who strung a tightrope or wire across the Grand Canyon. Anybody see that? That guy walked across the Grand Canyon. I mean, bro, that's a long way across and it's a long way down. You know what? People who walk that narrow line, and by the way, the Lord said the road to heaven's a narrow road. It's not a broad road. It's a narrow road. He had something in his hand to keep him balanced. We're going to talk about that in a minute. But I noticed something he never did. He never leaned. He never leaned. He put one foot in front of the other and stayed upright and straight the whole way. He never leaned to the right. He never leaned to the left. If he had it, he'd have been in the Snake River. He would have joined Evel Knievel in his failed attempt across the Grand Canyon. We got too many leaning. We got too many leaning. There's nothing wrong in this country. I've said it over and over and over in the last 3 weeks. You can be anything in America you want to be except a conservative Christian. You can strap bombs to yourself and blow people up in the name of Allah, and you've got rights. We all right this morning? You can dress half naked and march in a parade and call it pride. And it's a good thing. You can come out of the closet. Anybody listening to me this morning? You can come out of the closet and announce to the world that you're gay and you get a call of congratulations from the president. Something's wrong. We were coming home from Dallas Friday. I believe it was Friday. We were coming home from Dallas, and I saw a big billboard right there right after you passed the Quick Trip where the four lane takes a right. There's a big old billboard right there, and I just, it caught my eye because it was a woman, and she was leading a beautiful horse. I saw the horse, and I thought, that must be a veterinary sign. You know what it was? It was an advertisement for a quickie divorce. I said, what's a horse got to do with it? Don't drag him into the picture, amen. And what it did, it just made it look like a wonderful thing and a good thing. It's not a wonderful thing, and it's not a good thing. It's a bad thing, and it's destroying our country. Amen. We need to make up our minds. I'm going to walk right. I'm going to stand up for what's right. I'm going to teach my children that's not an alternative lifestyle, that's sin. Your president's crazy. You okay? I don't understand the deal. Why so much ridicule over a college football player who's now a pro football player because he said he was a virgin? They laughed him to scorn. He didn't get a call. But a sodomite did. He didn't get a call saying, good job, son. Congratulations for your purity. He got made fun of. He got scorned for bowing on his knee in the end zone for making a touchdown. Then kids started following suit in public school and got expelled. What's wrong in our country is we're leaning in the wrong direction. We sing a song, Brother Tony does, every time we're together and preaching in a youth meeting, he'll teach the kids. It's I lean. It's whose side are you leaning on? Whose side are you leaning on? I'm going to tell you, whichever side you're leaning on, that's the side you're going to fall on. Are y'all listening? Some of you are offended this morning. You're looking at me like, how dare you? I have somebody in my family who's a homosexual. How dare I not preach against it? Just because if you had somebody in your family hooked on meth, would you mind if I preached on drugs? I didn't say don't love them. I didn't say hate them. But I said stand for what is right. If my son came home tomorrow and said, Dad, I've come out of the closet, bust his head wide open, but after that, I'd love him. Amen. He's still my son no matter what he is, but it still doesn't make sin right. Are we okay? Whose side are you leaning on? I've watched enough fall away that it doesn't surprise me anymore. Somebody said, you're radical. You're too far this way. Well, maybe that's the way I'll fall then. I'd rather fall in than fall out. There's a man in the Bible by the name of Eutychus. He was sitting in the window during church. He fell asleep and fell out. Killed him. You know why he fell out? There's more of him out than there was in. Somebody said, why'd they name him Eutychus? Eutychus too if you'd have fell out the window, amen? Amen. I could stand here and make you a list this morning of more people than there are in this room that are out of the will of God and out of church. I'm talking about families busted up, kids' lives are a mess. I was thinking in my office this morning just about the number this year, and we're just in August. It's not that God moved them somewhere else. It's not that they got a call to the mission field. They're out. They're out. I thought about the ones this year that I've tried to help in my office. And Brother Freddie's tried to help. And Brother Charles has tried to help. And they're already split up, busted up. Who's going to make it? He said, well, him that walketh uprightly. Him that walketh uprightly. How often do you check your walk? I'll never forget my pastor, Brother Earl. He said he'd come home from preaching. He had been preaching in Alabama, and he come home, got in real late one night. Little Carl met him at the door, who's the pastor now. Said he hugged him and kissed him goodnight and all that good stuff. And Brother Earl said he went in, was fixing to go to bed. He had taken off his shoes in his bedroom.
Said he looked over there by the bed and there was his shoes. He said, and inside his shoes was Carl's little shoes. Carl had put his shoes inside his daddy's shoes. And Brother Earl said, boy, I just sat down and wept. I said, oh my God, he wants to walk in my shoes. He wants to be what I am. He wants to do what I do. Is that a scary thing for you? Would you be okay if your boy turned out just like you? Boy, it's something to think about, isn't it? I thank God for his mercy and his grace. My boy's not here this morning, but I know where he's at. He's in North Carolina preaching right now. Gonna stop on his way home in Livonia, Georgia, and preach there tonight. He could be in jail. Well, we better watch our walk. Amen. Who's going to make it, God? The one who will walk right? The one who will do right? Old Bob Jones Sr. preached a famous sermon, then wrote a book, Just Do Right. Just do right. Amen. Just do right. Think about the consequences before you act.
Amen.
Are you listening? Divorce ain't cheap. I don't know why I'm hitting that so much. It ain't got nothing. It ain't in my notes at all. Divorce ain't cheap. It'll cost you.
Yes, sir.
I know they make an old joke about it and say it's cheaper to keep her. It'll cost you more than money. Let me tell you what it cost you, sir. It cost your children to hate you. It cost your children to have bitterness in their heart and despise the sight of you. It goes the same for you, ladies. It ain't just men who mess up. In this church, we have watched women walk away from their own children, get in their car and leave. You're not above it. You need to make up your mind this morning. I'm hanging on to what I got. I'm going to watch this woman go gray. I'm going to stick with her when her teeth falls out. Are you listening? Regardless. Remember what you said? For better or worse? In sickness and in health? In poverty and in wealth? You remember that? You looked at a preacher or a justice of the peace. You looked at somebody and you said, I do. Well, make up your mind, I still do. He said, who's going to make it, God? He said, the one that'll walk uprightly. The one that'll walk uprightly. Then he said, not only that, and worketh righteousness. And worketh righteousness. What's that old saying? I used to think it was scripture when I was little, but it ain't. Idle hands or the devil's workshop. He said, the one who walketh uprightly and the one who worketh righteousness. Man, we ought to be doing something. We ought not just be walking right. We ought to be doing right.
Amen.
Amen. We ought to be doing something for the Lord. Are you listening? Huh. God's house is a hive for workers, not a nest for drones. That's what Charles Spurgeon said. He said, God's house is a hive for workers, not a nest for drones. Amen. I'm glad we have a working church. And I don't have to preach to you too hard about that because y'all are pretty faithful. You do what needs done and you do a good job at it. And I thank God for it. But somebody's sitting here this morning, you need to find something to do.
Amen.
I'm not talking about a hobby. I mean something to do for the Lord. Amen. He said the fields are white and ready to harvest, but the laborers are few. You say, I just don't know what I can do for God. Watch this. It's not real complicated. You could be deaf and dumb and do this. Are you listening? You could be in a motorized wheelchair and do this. Is that right? You could be paraplegic and pray for one another.
Yes.
Amen. I believe it's sad to say, but I'm of the mindset that very few even have prayer life anymore.
Amen.
That's the very least we can do. Every missionary who comes through, you know what they all have? They have a stack of these little cards, and they're called prayer cards. Now, I grant you, they want support, but they also want somebody to pray for them.
Amen.
Amen. Listen, who's going to make it? Those who will walk and those who will work. Those who will walk and those who will work. I've got to get on an airplane in the morning, and I dread it as much as I dread anything. I've got to where I hate leaving anymore. But I told God a long time ago, I'll do what you want me to do, and I'll go where you want me to go. Brother Shane told me yesterday, he said, you got to leave Monday morning. I said, I do. I said, but I don't want to. I said, I'm tempted to just stay home. He said, you want to pay the price for that? He said, that's what God called you to do. You better be doing it. I said, I'm here to comfort you, not get preached to. I mean, he just fired out. I mean, boy, I was shocked, man. He was straightening me out. He said, man, that's what God called you to do.
Amen.
So you might ought to do it.
Yeah.
What's God called you to do?
Amen.
If the answer's nothing, you probably don't even know him.
Yeah,
let me say it again. If the answer is nothing, you probably don't even know him. Because God doesn't call us to see it. He calls us to serve.
Amen.
Miss Melissa. You would never know she's in the room until she opened her mouth. But seriously, she's loud. But just to sit in church on Sunday, you wouldn't think she does much around here. Oh, boy. She'll be busy this week. We got two deaths happened on the same night. You know what she'll be doing? She'll be rounding up food for them families. She'll be taking care of people who are in need. She'll be rallying some of you other women together. I guarantee you every woman in this place can boil a pot of green beans. Mash some potatoes. Make a pan of cornbread, something. And there's plenty to do. There's plenty to do. Find you a place in God's work and do it. Stacy got right with God a few years ago. Matter of fact, it's at Brother Jay's funeral. And he said, I ain't good for nothing. I said, we'll find some use for you. We're still looking. I'm beginning to believe he was right. Do you know what we found out? He can cook barbecue.
Amen.
And do it very, very well.
Amen.
So far this year, he's raised over $13,000 for different ministries in this church.
Amen.
Who would have ever thought? I'm cooking for Jesus. Last year, was it last year y'all went to Thailand? Year before last? Year before last, sent 12 or 13 people, I believe, on a trip to Thailand, cooking barbecue.
Amen.
He pulls that smoker in this yard and people come out of the woodwork. We've had people come to church because they stopped and bought barbecue.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ain't no telling how many people's got a gospel tract and been witness to because he can cook barbecue.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't care if he ever does nothing else. I don't care if he never sings in the choir, and it's probably a good thing that he don't. But he can cook barbecue. What can you do? What can you do? Ladies, can you change a diaper? The nursery may seem like a chore to you, but it's a ministry. I've got some friends here this morning, and I'm glad they're here. Brother Teddy, it's good to see y'all. Just married him back a few months ago. I saw his little wife get up and they took babies back to the nursery. They're able to sit and hear the message this morning and enjoy the singing this morning because somebody's taking a little time and taking care of their children.
Amen.
Y'all all right? So I ain't changing somebody else's baby's diaper. Think about this. Somebody's going to change yours one of these days. He said, who's going to make it? Those that'll walk. Those that'll work. And then lastly, I'm done. He said, not only walk and work. He said, but speaketh the truth in his heart. Three things that'll help you make it. Your walk. Your work. Look at me. Your word. I'm not talking about your word. I'm talking about the word. The B-I-B-L-E. Yes, that's the book for me. I stand alone on the word of God, the B-I-B-L-E. Brother Casey Crosby was telling me this morning, he preached to our teens Wednesday night and heard he did an awesome job. But he preached on the Sermon on the Mount. He said, I've never heard that preached on. I said, I did it one time, preached a whole series from the Sermon on the Mount. And I told Casey, I said, you know what's amazing? If you could just take those few verses and live by them, you'd be all right. If you could just take that sermon that Jesus preached to that multitude and live by what he said, you'd be all right. Let's narrow it down even simpler. If you could go to the book of Exodus and find you the Ten Commandments, ten things, and do those 10 things. What are you saying, preacher? I'm saying obey the word of God. Don't lie, don't cheat, don't steal, don't take God's name in vain, don't worship nothing besides him.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Somebody bought me a t-shirt. I forgot who it was. Pastor Appreciation Day. Had the Cowboys' Ten Commandments on the back. It was pretty cool. Said, don't cuss. Honor your ma and pa. I forgot what all it was. It was just kind of a funny little thing. But really, if you could take those 10 things.
Amen.
You have people look at you all the time and say, I'm not a sinner.
Yeah.
You just did if you said that. You said, how did I sin? You just lied.
Yeah.
Honesty's a thing of the past.
Yeah.
Honesty is a thing. You know what I'd love to see? I'd love to see an honest politician.
Yeah.
You know what that'd be? That'd be a miracle.
Yeah.
Y'all all right? I remember growing up in church that, well, I got to be careful. There's a fella run for a certain office in Dallas. Every time election come up. You never saw him.
That's right.
Till it was election time. And he'd be at church shaking everybody's hand.
Yeah.
Can I come put a sign in your yard?
Yeah.
They're a bunch of crooks. Are you listening? Somebody said, well, I'm Republican. Well, they're Republican crooks.
Amen.
And they're Democrat crooks.
Amen.
Honesty is a thing of the past. We ought to be able to do that.
Yes.
Especially with one another.
Yes.
We ought to be honest.
Yeah.
Amen. We ought to be fair. We ought to treat one another right. Just live by this book right here. Do you know this book will tell you how to raise your children? I got a news flash. You don't even need Oprah.
Amen.
You don't need Oprah. I wouldn't listen to that. Dear lady, I wouldn't listen to her 5 minutes. Somebody said, well, she's a blessing. No, she ain't. She's wicked. She don't believe the Bible. She don't believe in God. And she don't care about your family. Amen. Goes the same for Dr. Phil. And Joel Osteen. We just throw them all in the same. Are y'all listening? Let me tell you something. This book will help you.
Amen.
You know why you don't live by it? You don't like what it says. It tells you to spank your children.
Amen.
Matter of fact, it tells you if you don't do it, you hate them.
Yeah.
He that spareth his rod hateth his son. I used to think that meant if your daddy wouldn't let you borrow his Z28, he hated it. But I found out that rod wasn't a hot rod. Amen. My mama didn't spare her rod. Amen. These few kids know what a hickory is. Y'all all right? Somebody said, "Preacher, can you dance around in circles perfectly?" Men, it'll tell you how to treat your wife. Amen. Just some simple verses. It says you're supposed to love her like Christ loved the church. How much did he love it? He gave himself for it. Amen. I'm telling you, you can divorce-proof your marriage with this book right here. You can raise your children and guarantee they turn out right. Amen. With this book right here. Which book are you talking about? I'm talking about this old King James Bible. By the way, we're so fanatical around here, we think it's perfect.
Amen.
And we don't just preach it, we believe it.
Amen.
There's a bunch of them going away from it that used to say they believed it. They never did. I believe this is God's Word. I believe it's the only thing true on the face of this earth. Amen. And by the way, we don't believe in the originals. It got quiet.
Well, I believe in the original Greek and Hebrew.
Find it for me, please.
Yeah.
What museum's it in?
Yeah.
Y'all all right?
Yeah.
God didn't preserve it in originals.
That's right.
He preserved it in that right there.
Amen.
That's our rule book.
Yeah.
That's our guide.
Amen.
Amen. Somebody said, "How do you get through the hard times?" That book right there.
Amen.
Man, get you go by the Christian bookstore. Get you one of them little God's Promise books. Anybody ever seen one of those?
Yeah.
It's just full of God's promises for everything in life. I guarantee you it's addressed in this book right here.
Yes.
That Bible has the answer for everything.
Amen.
Are you going to make it? Who shall abide? I want to say, I'm going to make it. Let's stand to our feet this morning. Brother Todd, y'all come and get us a verse. Maybe y'all could sing a little bit more of that. I'm going to make it.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to make it. There ought to be some husbands grabbing some wives and saying, "Come on, honey. Let's go ask God to help us make it." Some of you couples here this morning, you and I both know that if God hadn't stepped in, you wouldn't be here today. You wouldn't be together today. But God stepped in and did something that you couldn't do. You mind the Lord this morning. Let's bow our heads all over the house. Nobody looking around, heads bowed and eyes closed. I know it's not really a salvation kind of message, but I just wonder if there's somebody here this morning you're not sure. If you died today, heaven would be your home. I promise you, you can get that settled in your heart. That's one thing you don't have to leave here worrying about, where you're going to spend eternity. If you're here this morning, you're not sure that you're saved, I'd like to pray for you. I wouldn't embarrass you. I wouldn't call out your name. I ain't going to come to you. I just want to pray for you. If you'd slip up your hand, say, "Preacher, just remember me. I'm not sure. God bless your heart. I'm not sure if I died right now, heaven would be my home. Please pray for me." Anybody else? Thank you for your honesty. How about this? "Preacher, I know I'm saved. There ain't no doubt about it. But I've wandered lately. Am I going to make it? I need the Lord's help. I need His strength to get me over this mountain that it seems like I'm climbing. Preacher, just remember me and my family when you pray." Look at their hands all over this building. Thank you for your honesty. Let's pray together. Father, as we come to you this morning in Jesus' name, Lord God, we thank you for a good day. Lord, thank you for this great crowd in church this morning. They could have been anywhere, Lord, they chose to be here, and we thank you for it. Lord, you saw the hands that were raised. God, you know every heart. Lord, you know those that if they don't do something, it won't be next year that they're not here. It'll be next week. Lord, I pray that act on your word this morning. Lord, just deal with hearts and have your way. Don't let anybody leave here lost this morning. Save that one, Lord, who's nearest hell. God, be with our friends who are hurting this morning. With Brother Shane and his family. Brother Roger and his family. God, just comfort them as only you can. Now have your way in this altar call. We'll thank you. We'll give you glory for all you do. For it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.